Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
Latonya.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I just spoke with John. I let him know. Sorry, I did receive an email back from the county saying that he wasn't approved due to the fact
Okay.
that he didn't send in the information, which it seems like everything was sent in. Are you sure everything was resent in since December? Because it's saying his application was already rejected in December for failure to submit documents that must be reviewed to determine eligibility. They haven't seen any new documents sent in since then.
Okay. Well, yeah, he explained that to me, and I told him, I'm gonna resubmit everything because they said he read the letter, so we're gonna resubmit everything. I'm gonna do it in like 10 minutes.
So did you already resend it since December?
I submitted, yes. I would have to look, but I'm pretty sure I did. But I know for sure I did Compass. So I'm gonna go on Compass and make sure everything's uploaded on there.
Okay. Would you be able to send over the information to me as well so I can send it straight back to this email?
Okay. Yes, I could do that.
And should I forward you the email as well that I received from the county so you can see everything, or you got it from John?
I got it from John.
You got it from
So
John. Okay,
I'm gonna submit everything.
so all those things that were missing, that says that it's missing the following, if you can just send that over to me and I'll resubmit it to the county as well.
Okay, and then I had looked up the number. Do you have the number for Maximus?
Yeah. You ready?
Can you just like text me or I'm
Sure.
driving or
No problem. I'll text it over to you.
Yeah, because I'm gonna make sure I reach out to that caseworker too as well.
For what? To just confirm?
Yeah, make sure. Yeah, because it seemed like every communication is missing. Like,
I know. Do you want to
everything.
try calling them now with me on the phone?
Sure.
Okay, I'll call them. Just hold a minute, please.
Okay.
If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
For calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Taisha. May I have your first and last name?
No, Latonya Staple.
And are you calling
I'm calling
for
over. No, I'm calling in regards to someone else.
Can I have the applicant's first and last name?
John Taggart.
All right, and please note that we will not speak to anyone in regards to the applicant's application without the written and verbal permission. And may I have the applicant's date of birth?
7/25/85.
All right, and how can I assist you today?
Hi, are you able to look up to see our the caseworker's name that's working on our case?
Okay, let me see. Could you just verify that address on file?
1405 Siegel Street, Chester, PA 19013.
All right, let me see.
Okay.
And you mean who's working on it, like here or at the county?
Here, there, next.
All right, let me see. Okay, well, it looks like the case was sent over to the county. So, like, there's not, like, a specific person unless, like, it's a research and support case or,
okay.
I mean, cause it's like, yeah, it's like we have an eligibility department, an outreach department.
Yeah, the eligibility. She gave us her information, and she gave us a packet. I believe that they were going to send us to one of their doctors for the mental and health part of it.
Okay, and it was with us at the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker?
Well, we got, yeah, but can you help me on this one? This is the home care that we're supposed to be assigned to,
mm-hmm.
or that we signed up mm-hmm. for. Her name is Abigail, and she called.
Yeah, hi, I'm on the line. I'm just in the middle of working, but I'm here. I'm listening. What do you need?
So our application was closed for not sending in information, especially like the mental health part of it, and we don't understand, like, we didn't get a paper for it or anything, or I don't, it's like a PA 580 something. Or.
Okay, so who told you it was closed due to that information?
Hi, okay, my name is Abigail. I'm from the agency Family First Care. I emailed the county for an update on the case, and they said that we are still missing some of the following information, bank statements, proof that they applied for Social Security, PA 586, which I think it's 7586. It might have been a mistake. And the medical approval,
mm-hmm.
sorry?
On the form, the paper that they sent out, correct? Because, yeah,
mm-hmm.
there is a mail. They did mail a paper out with this information back in December.
Right. So John and Latonya sent in, they resent in all the documents that were missing since December. So we just want to know if they got any of those, because I got this email today, and they already sent in new information since December.
Okay, let me just check the state system to see.
And I uploaded the rest of the bank statements on Compass.
Okay. I'm just looking through the account here. Okay, yeah, so the form that was with it, so the form was uploaded and all of that information. Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, let me just check this state system. Just give me one moment. form uploaded to the Compass website? So is the form uploaded as well?
I know the bank statement, but the form I have.
The form was attached to a letter, one of the letters that they sent out back in November.
Okay, who has to fill it out?
Let me see. Report of physical mental examination. I guess he just has to sign for the release of the information, it looks like.
Oh, okay.
The former, yeah, it says, I hereby authorize the release of medical clinical information.
Okay.
Then it says, worker Shannon Rice.
Okay, I have to go home and, like, look through everything. But, yeah, the bank statements, we have the doctor's form. We have the SSI thing.
Do you have the information for Mrs. Rice so that we can reach out to her?
Yeah,
information?
I have everything on my phone. Like, I have, like...
So were the bank statements uploaded, like, today or recently?
I could put it... Do you want me to upload it on Compass, everything?
Yes, I'm going to do that.
And then that form that you're talking about, I'm just going to look through all my mail. Maybe we missed it because we get a lot of mail from the states and stuff.
And then it's
okay.
Like a lot of pages before it that looks like it could be nothing or like extra information. So it
yeah.
could easily have been overlooked as well.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
That,
all right.
Everything else is good. You're welcome.
Okay,
is there anything else I can assist y'all with?
No, that'll be all.
All right. Well, thank y'all for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, Sonia.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure, yeah, I could have everything in. Yeah, I'm pretty sure if I overlooked it, I didn't throw anything out, so.
Fine, if you would be able to send them all the information to me as well so I can submit it, maybe I could just send it straight back here in this email and then they can just look at it right away, okay?
Okay, I'll get back to you in a couple hours.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Okay, take care, bye-bye.